Martin Boozer surprised nearly everyone when he arrived in Rainy Pass in the early hours of Monday morning. At the restart in Willow Sunday, the four-time champion said he was happy to leave the chute first.
For the rest of the field, I would suspect that's a lot of pressure, all right, yeah. But I rather enjoy it. I think that's a perfect schedule for me.
Boozer has 3 decades of Iditarod racing under his belt. It may have been his plan all along to set a fast pace. In Willow, he said he was more prepared than he's ever been.
I should get into the race with a sled that's set up, a team that's trained up, and equipment that's kind of fine-tuned.
Despite 29 previous finishes, Boozer's race has other experienced mushers scratching their heads.
Are you kidding me? 20 hours off the starting line? You gotta be an idiot.
When Lance Mackey pulled into Rainy Pass, he was happy to comment on this year's early fast pace. As Mackey rearranged his cooker, he admitted to at least one major mistake in his own race so far.
Dog, I was going to get in here and have a 16th of my team missing. Apparently, it's my first time changing out leaders, and I had a little mishap.
Jake Berkowitz arrived just behind Mackey. Berkowitz helped the four-time champion catch his loose dog. But it didn't faze Mackey, who took off down the trail after a short chat with a veterinarian. He doesn't plan to spend much time in any checkpoint this year.
I'm blowing through everywhere.
Mackey struggled to get his dogs lined out as they trotted across a frozen lake. Spectators in a number of parked bush plains had dogs veering left and right past the lodge. Soft, deep snow had Mackey stumbling around as he reoriented his leaders. Mike Williams Jr. finished in 8th place last year. The Akiak musher says a soft trail changed his plan as he made his way for Rainy Pass.
Trail was pretty choppy going into Finger Lake, and I knew with not so many dog teams going through it, the trail would be better to hear. So,
as a bush plane took off behind him, Williams Jr. looked over his team. He says the punchy trail hasn't affected them.
They're handling it really good. Then the dogs are doing better than I thought they would.
Many mushers spent the afternoon waiting out the heat of the day. Pete Kaiser, a 3-time finisher from Bethel, says he won't be looking to change anything up until after the first third of the trail is behind him.
Maybe later in the race there will be something different that I do, but up for the next few runs, it's pretty similar to last year.
Dog care is crucial in the early part of the race. Ken Anderson had just doled out snacks to his team as defending champion Dallas Seavey pulled into the yard for some rest nearby. But the veteran from Fox barely looked up. Right now, Anderson's eyes are on his own dogs.
I could be racing against no one, you know. It's just about getting those dogs to Nome as fast as I can. It's kind of boring, you know, for fans, you know, but I don't, it does me no good to key off of what other people are doing until like the end, where maybe you might push a little harder than you otherwise would want to.
Just across the dog yard, a small woman clad in pink was organizing dog booties. Dee Dee Johnro started the Iditarod for the 31st time this year. She knows better than to think of racing for real before she completes her mandatory 24-hour layover.
This early in the race, I really need to just run my own race and run what I've trained my dogs to do. If I just start chasing other people's races, I'll be just patching things back together later.
Mushers started trickling out of the Rainy Pass dog yard late in the afternoon. Many of them say they'd like to get healthy, happy dogs to Nikolai, roughly 250 miles into the race. That's where they'll start to look around. With so many teams vying for a top 10 finish, it's too early to tell how things might shake out. On the Iditarod Trail in Rainy Pass, I'm Emily Schwing.